USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No one is defending her comments. They're inappropriate.
The White House discussing the controversy over Roseanne Barr and the comedian's racist remarks about a former top advisor to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett. Sarah Huckabee Sanders also at yesterday's briefing defending a tweet from President Trump in which he said ABC owes him an apology, accusing the network of making horrible statements about him in the past.
President's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible thing about this president, and nobody addresses it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former spy chief sit down for dinner last night in New York City. The two are expected to sit down again today to continue talks about plans to resurrect the June 12th summit in Singapore between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
What's expected to be a very active tropical season in the Atlantic is officially starting tomorrow. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visiting the National Hurricane Center in Miami yesterday.
NOAA, as you know, has predicted that this season will be near or above normal.
And after weathering Hurricanes Matthew and Irma over the last couple of years, a report says more Florida residents are making early preparations for this season. AAA indicates 81% of the state's residents are getting ready ahead of time, which is up by 23% from 2016. A woman's under arrest and charged in the shooting death of a Tennessee sheriff's deputy, as officials say Erica Castro Miles is facing a count of first-degree murder. Officials say she participated in the killing of Dixon County Deputy Daniel Baker, but the manhunt continues for a second suspect, 31-year-old Stephen Wiggins. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The White House responds after a top Republican tries to debunk President Trump's accusations of FBI spying on his campaign. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying yesterday there is, quote, still cause for concern over how the FBI handled the early stages of the Russia investigation. That after Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy said that he has seen nothing to substantiate the president's claims that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. The South Carolina Republican lawmaker does chair the House Oversight Committee. He's also on the House Intelligence Committee. And he's not going to run for re-election. Cell phone video showing suspected high school shooter Nicholas Cruz bragging about his plans for the shooting he ended up carrying out is now being released by Florida prosecutors. Now, in one video taken before the Valentine's Day massacre in Parkland, Cruz says he did hope to kill at least 20 people. He did end up allegedly killing 17. He also said in that video he was about to become, quote, the next school shooter of 2018. And a Russian journalist whose death was reported yesterday is very much alive. Arkady Babchenko, that is, appeared at a news conference in Ukraine yesterday, explaining he faked his own death in a bid to catch the people who were making death threats against him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.